Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cipher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. And every month he joins me for the Culture Corner, and he connects the dots for us across all different genres of music. Hey, John, how's it going?
I'm good, Rena. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's very nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
So today, talking about a really big album. It's one that's popped up before in our conversations, but we're going to dig into it today. 55 years ago this month, in 1967, the Jimi Hendrix Experience released their debut album, Are You Experienced? We all know Jimi Hendrix, but why is this album so significant?
Are You Experienced, outside of it being, you know, a big ticket classic rock record, it's significant to me in particular because it introduced me to Jimi Hendrix as a kid, and it really opened up like a whole world of guitar music that was new to me growing up as a kid in hip hop. And, you know, I would argue that Are You Experienced is probably the most complete and innovative rock record of the 60s. Every song is dynamic. They're also doing a lot of like tricky things with the engineering from like a studio standpoint. So there's definitely a lot of reasons why, you know, I love it personally and why it's beloved across the board.
Could you tell us a bit about Jimi Hendrix sort of leading up to this point? What was he doing before recording Are You Experienced?
Not to like make him into like a mythical character any more than pop culture already kind of has, but you know, he grew up in Seattle. His father listened to the blues, so he soaked up, Jimmy got to soak up a lot of that, you know, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, all of that stuff. And that kind of laid a solid and dynamic musical foundation for him. He grew up playing the blues on guitar, and he, you know, he understood it intimately. As a young man, he actually moved to New York after he was discharged from the Army. And he famously spent time in Harlem's music scene playing soul music. You know, we talked before about how he played as a sideman for Little Richard and the Isley Brothers before he was, quote unquote, discovered playing in folk clubs in Greenwich Village. From there, you know, after kind of interning in New York and soaking up all of this music and these influences, this all happened before he, of course, moved to London, where he forms The Experience with Noel Redding on bass and Mitch Mitchell on drums. And then that's, of course, when they go into the studio and record this album.
So there's a whole lot of stuff that leads up to this record that makes it sound the way it does. We'll get into a little more of that. But first, we're going to hear Manic Depression. Why did you want to play this song from Are You Experienced?
Manic Depression is probably one of my favorite Hendrix Experience songs. You got Noel Redding. He's like deep in the pocket playing bass. Mitch Mitchell is really brilliant on this record, playing this kind of like chaotic, jazzy 3-4 like waltz groove, but like a explosive waltz, you know. And lyrically, Jimmy is really kind of letting us into his internal world on this song. He talks about depression. He talks about being lost or feeling in love. And he kind of sums it all up by giving praise to the healing power of music.
A very evocative term, explosive waltz. Here's Manic Depression from the Jimi Hendrix Experience on World Cafe.
Captured my soul. Yeah. wish I could caress, caress, caress. Manic depression is a frustrating mess. Wow!
From RU Experience, the 1967 album from the Jimi Hendrix Experience. That was Manic Depression on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, talking with John Morrison today, World Cafe correspondent, and he's here for the Culture Corner. We're talking about RU Experience. It's 55 years old this month. And before we heard Manic Depression, John, you mentioned that before Jimmy went to London to record this album, he was involved in a few different musical scenes while he was living in New York. Could you talk about how those scenes kind of show up on Are You Experienced?
Yeah, Are You Experienced, outside of it being a very singular artistic statement, and you know, you hear this music and you know it's the Jimi Hendrix Experience, it really is the product of a unique kind of musical cocktail, right? So, of course, like the blues is all over this album. You can hear it in these songs and in the way that Jimmy sings and the way that he plays and all of that. But you can also hear R&B in a song like May This Be Love. You know, it's this dreamy, psychedelic soul song. You know, you can hear Bob Dylan in a lot of the lyrics, this Dylan-esque abstraction and kind of surrealist approach to the lyrics on songs like Love or Confusion or even Purple Haze. You know, Jimmy adored Bob Dylan and was actually discovered performing at the legendary Cafe Wa, a club in Greenwich Village that Dylan performed at regularly. So you can hear all of this, you know, shades of beat poetry through Bob Dylan, you know, folk music, soul music, R&B. There's jazz influences, and of course, the blues and rock and roll are the foundation.
I think we've talked about this sort of thing before, just about how Jimi Hendrix really was like a connecting person. He was somebody who could take all of these different sounds and things that were happening in the world and kind of synthesize a new thing out of them.
Yeah, like a lot of great art, you know, yeah. take a little bit from here, a little bit from there, and put it together in a unique way.
We're going to hear the title track next, tell us why you wanted to play Are You Experienced?
Yeah, we talked about Are You Experienced a bit during the Black Roots and Rock and Roll series that we did. The song, to me, it makes so much sense as a title track and as the album's closer because it perfectly illustrates Jimi Hendrix as an artist who's greater than the sum of his influences, right? You know, you hear this backward tape playing, that willingness to experiment in the studio that's there. You hear the blues. You can even, I love listening to Jimmy sing on this song. You can even hear Bob Dylan a little bit in his vocal delivery. It was like, if you can just get your mind together. Like he sounds like Dylan to me. You know what I mean?
I never thought of it like that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's you can tell for as unique as he is, you know, if you're familiar with his influences, you can see him paying a direct homage to them.
Are You Experienced from the Jimi Hendrix Experience on World Cafe.
If you can just get your mind together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Probably scream and cry that your little world won't let you go. But who in your measly little world are you trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold? So, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you.
The title track from the Jimi Hendrix Experience's 1967 album that turns 55 years old this month. Talking about it with World Cafe correspondent John Morrison today on the Culture Corner. We talked about the lyrics and all the sort of influences that were playing into this record, but talk about Jimmy as a guitarist, because guitar is probably what most people think of first when they think of Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like you would be hard-pressed to find any guitar player from the past 50-plus years that hasn't somehow been influenced or touched by Jimi Hendrix. You know, you hear it all over this record. The solos are explosive and intense. But you can also hear Jimmy experimenting with like a lot of jazz in his phrasing and his chords and how he plays all over this record. He would actually eventually become friends with Miles Davis, and the two of them famously planned on collaborating on some music. Of course, it didn't happen because Jimmy passed away young. They didn't get a chance to work on anything. But that potential future of a partnership between Jimmy and Miles makes a lot of sense, because Miles himself was listening to Jimmy. He was listening to Sly and the Family Stone and taking cues from these younger musicians that would push him into experimenting with electronic instruments, the electronic keyboards, and, you know, playing his guitar through like a delay, a tape delay, and that sort of thing. So if you think along those lines and you listen to, say, a song like Third Stone from the Sun, this is what I'd imagine a potential Jimi Hendrix and Miles Davis collaboration, what it would possibly have sounded like.
So can you get a little more specific with this song, with Third Stone from the Sun? What should we be listening for?
Yeah, even if you listen to, I don't know how much Jimmy listened to, you know, jazz guitar players like, say, like a Wes Montgomery, for example. But, you know, I'd imagine as somebody who was a student of the guitar like he was, I'd imagine that he listened to folks like that. And I can hear that in the way that he's playing on Third Stone from the Sun. It very much sounds like jazz, but it's like this like psychedelic jazz. You know what I mean? And Miles, like I said, was thinking along those same lines. You know, Are You Experienced came out a year before Miles released a record called Fi de Kilimanjaro, which was the first record that Miles incorporated electronic instruments on. So they were moving, you know, along similar paths. And Third Stone from the Sun, it just has a lot of the feeling and texture of what Miles would do just a few years later.
I'm so glad you chose this song to play today. It's awesome. Third Stone from the Sun, the Jimi Hendrix Experience on World Cafe. Yeah. third stone from the sun. That is from Are You Experienced? That album from the Jimi Hendrix Experience came out 55 years ago this month. I'm talking to John Morrison here on the Culture Corner on World Cafe. My name is Raina Duris. We know that Are You Experienced is a classic album. Could you talk about how that album has influenced music going forward? What is the legacy?
Yeah, Are You Experienced for me and Jimi Hendrix in general is everywhere. You know, without Jimi, we don't get heavy metal in the way that we got it. We don't get progressive rock. We probably don't get punk. You know, the blues was Jimi's foundation, but he in turn influenced contemporary blues. Everybody playing the blues now kind of tips their hat to Jimi Hendrix in a way. So he got it and then gave it back. You know, of course, like we said, Miles Davis and the entire jazz fusion movement took cues from Jimi Hendrix. You know, bands from Funkadelic, Parliament Funkadelic, to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Janelle Monáe. Jimi Hendrix is absolutely everywhere.
You know, I think people always refer to artists as, oh, influential, oh, legendary, and stuff like that. And a lot of the time I'm like, that title, I don't know if it always applies when people use it. But I feel like there's an argument to be made that in contemporary music, Jimi Hendrix could be the most influential rock artist.
Yeah.
There's an argument there.
Absolutely. Certainly in rock. But even if you wanted to expand it out to other genres, you know, Jimmy's in a class, you know, Who can you really say, you know, is in that class as far as like has influenced more musicians? You know, Miles, you know, Joni Mitchell, James Brown. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's only a handful of people that are as influential as Jimi, and I don't think anybody really surpasses him.
Thank you so much, John, for letting us revisit Are You Experienced from the Jimi Hendrix Experience today.
Yeah, thank you, Raina.
John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He joins me every month for the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe.